Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking about drought worries all in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tacks. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tacks. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
We're not all that dry at this point in our neck of the woods. Some abnormally dry counties, a little bit of moderate drought, but you go west, the western United States. That's everything from Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, westward. It is very dry. In fact, three-fourths of the United States west right now is in moderate drought or worse. And livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that's a big worry.
You know, springtime droughts really concern me because you can get into so much more serious conditions right away. But you think of droughts as something that kind of develops over the heat of the summer and is more of an issue in late summer and into the fall and so on. Starting the year as dry as we are with as much widespread drought conditions as we have right now sets up the potential that we could see impacts, particularly if this drought does advance a little bit farther east in some areas. The Dakotas are very dry. Parts of Texas are very dry. And those are areas that have a lot of cattle in them. And so if we see, you know, this real pronounced impact on early spring forage growth, that could translate into, you know, some forced changes in cattle production in those regions and that could have significant market impacts.
And Dr. Peel says you need to be thinking about, as a cattle producer, what if that next dry spell impacts your ranch?
You know, I mean, it's always a challenge to, you know, sort of accept the reality that drought might force us to do some things. I think to producers with their natural optimism and so on, you know, sort of think, well, all we need is, you know, one good rain and we can start recovering from this. And that's true. But again, this time of the year is particularly critical. If we don't get that spring growth in those areas that are dry right now, then all of a sudden you get into serious challenges in your operation or in that region very, very quickly. And so I think, you know, making a drought plan early, one that identifies realistically what your resources available are, what your feasible timelines are, you know, before certain decisions have to be made or perhaps a sequence of decisions, and have that plan in place to help guide you, because obviously, these things tend to turn kind of emotional for producers. It's hard to kind of pull the trigger when something has you under this much stress and so on. And so having a thought-out plan ahead of time, having some dates in mind when decisions have to be made can really be a help to get producers through this, not only to survive the drought immediately, but also to make sure we don't do things that have longer-term financial and animal consequences depending on how we manage our way through the current droughts.
Daryl, I guess the big unknown right now is how much damage economically might this drought of 2021 do to our cattle business on a broad macro basis. What are you thinking right now?
Well, that's one of the big questions right now, and that's certainly something that producers that might be affected need to keep in mind, is not only what I might have to do, and ultimately that might involve liquidating some or you know, all of your animals, but then also to be prepared for the idea that if this is a bad enough event over a big enough area, particularly in regions where there are a lot of cattle, then we can start to see those broader market impacts. And so we had drought much of last year in parts of the West where, honestly, animal densities are not high enough to really create that volume of total movement that has big impacts on the market. Again, it does have impacts locally, and you certainly don't want to minimize the impact on producers, but in terms of aggregate market impact. But when you combine those regions that have been in drought for some time with these new areas that could get into serious drought, we have a much greater potential, I think, for those broader market impacts this spring than we have had over the past few months.
Dr. Daryl Peel saying be prepared if drought decides to visit your operation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the 2021 Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale is coming this Saturday, April 10th, 12:30 p.m. at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. 120 head will be offered, including 75 head of Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. Catalog and videos of the animals being sold are available at mcsauction.com. You can call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale this Saturday, April 10th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.